Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
If you've been confronted by an experience that you call bereavement, some sort of loss in your life, it could be financial loss, it could be a loved one's loss, it could be a boyfriend or girlfriend that's left, a child that went off to college. Anytime you feel there's an emptiness and a loss of something, just know that the loss is primarily because of the attachment. In other words, if you have a high infatuation with something, the loss of that becomes more devastating. If you're more neutral about it, the loss becomes not even noticeable. In other words, the more polarized you are, the more you fear the loss of something you seek, and the more you fear the pain of something gained that you're trying to avoid. So in this case, it's a loss of something you seek. So the more neutral you are on that, the less painful it is to have this perceived loss. So if you're really attached to something, as the Buddha says, the attachments to things are where some of our suffering comes from, you can calm down the attachment. So I developed a 4-step method to help reduce the probability of grief and feelings of loss. And it's really interesting. If you take, somebody that's just died and you're having some grief, if you look really carefully, And I ask the people that are grieving, think of something you did not like and almost despise and didn't want to deal with in that person that was irritating. And they made me list a few things. I said, are you grieving the loss of that? And they go, no. Now take the things that you admired and liked about them the most, and you'll see that that's where the grief is coming from. So when you actually live with somebody, you'll have things you like and dislike. If you've been married for a period of time, there's things you like and dislike about the partner. And that's really what love is. It's things you like and dislike, similars and differences, things that are supportive and challenging. And that's where the peace and the war of the relationship is. But the things you dislike, if they go away, that person leaves you or dies, the things you dislike, there's relief, not grief. The things you liked and admired and really had dopamine and oxytocin and the chemical compounds that are associated with pleasure and seeking, those are the ones you grieve. And that's where the feeling of loss and hurt is. So if you go in there and you, I'm not denying the idea that they're gone. But the reality is that if you're infatuated with parts of them, that's the part that's going to hurt. Because anything that you infatuate with creates the oxytocin, the dopamine, and the enkephalons, endorphins, and serotonin, and it raises it up and makes you then have these withdrawal symptoms, just like an addiction withdrawal. And that grief is similar to that. So if you go in there and identify and make a list of every single trait that you admired and now miss, and list them, and then go in there and find out who now is emerging in your life to provide it. Because when the window shuts, a door opens. There's a transformation, not the illusion of gain and loss. There's a transformation that goes on. And if you're really aware and ask the quality questions, become conscious of it, you realize that other people emerge and take on some of those behaviors, including yourself sometimes. In the process of doing that, I know when my wife passed away, various people started doing behaviors and showed up some of the behaviors that she had. And I was going, wow, this is interesting. These people emerged. If all of a sudden we find out the new form that these things are in, and then we go into the original form that we admired, usually that's because we're blind to the downsides, and go and ask what were the challenges we actually faced with the traits that we admired. and go and find out some of the downsides, not to disrespect them, not to negate them, but to break the fantasy that we created about who they were. And what that does is allows us to ground ourselves and realize that we're a little bit more neutral and not infatuated with the trait. You know, if you have an infatuation with some new person that you're dating, you're going to be frightened and jealous of somebody coming in and trying to grab them. You're going to be feeling hurt if they're gone and they don't call you because of all the infatuated chemicals. And if you resent them and they don't call you, you go, whoa, that's relief. But if you're infatuated with them, then you're going to feel grief. So if you go in there and find out what are the downsides to the traits you admired and just methodically go through there and don't make anything up, don't lie to yourself, just look. Every trait has things you like. You know, you may admire their intelligence, but then they may argue with you. You may admire their good looks, but then all the other people are after them. Or maybe they're a bit cocky because they know they're good looking or something. Or maybe they're high maintenance. There's always a two-sided aspect to every trait that you can admire. There's always things that you can find that's also the challenging part of it. If you go in there and find the challenging part, you'll chuckle a bit. You'll calm down some of the infatuation. You'll be a little bit more neutral and you won't be as hurt and feelings of loss. If you go also and find the new people that are taking on the role, which could be you, and find the benefits of those people taking it, you're more adaptable, more resilient, and able to transition and realize that the master lives in a world of transformation, not the illusions of gain and loss. And you're more adaptable because prolonged grief and prolonged feelings of loss can cause cardiovascular and skin conditions, immune deficiencies, not deficiencies, but depression or repressions. So we're really to our advantage to become more resilient and adaptable. And I teach people and show people how to do that every week in my breakthrough experience. And it's really quite amazing. We've taken literally probably 5,000 people who've had grief and death and loss and helped them transition through that more smoothly. And we don't realize that our ratios of perceptions are what's creating these psychological responses. So if you go in there and take the parts that you admire and find out some of the downsides and not be so infatuated and, oh my God, I'm devastated by the loss, you're more adaptable. And you're actually, really, you're respecting them by doing that. It's disrespectful to have a fantasy about who they are. Nobody can live up to a fantasy anyway. But it is respectful to love them. And when you love somebody, you see both sides. And you see both sides and the pros and cons of each side, and then you embrace that whole thing. When you love somebody, they become present. You don't feel a loss. And so just a way of dealing with loss. Now, when it comes to money, if you've had a loss of money, if you go and write down what's the benefits that came from this experience and write down the dollar value of what you learned and the dollar value of what you now that emerged in your life and what lessons you got, what insights you got, and more, are you now more determined to manage your money more effectively? And what's the dollar value of that until the dollar value of the gains and benefits can neutralize that? You're more adaptable and resilient. So you can live in the illusions of gain and loss, or you can ask questions and realize that it's a transformation. Again, the master lives in a world of transformation. The majority of people are trapped in the illusions of gain and loss because they're in their amygdala and assigning highly polarized perceptions to things and becoming attached and becoming more vulnerable to these emotions. So if you take the time to find both sides of things, you liberate yourself from the perception of loss.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.